VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Global infections from the coronavirus have surpassed 5 million. And while many hard-hit European countries have significantly curbed the rise of cases, Latin America has been in the grip of an infection surge. Reuters' Edward Barron reports the region has overtaken the United States and Europe in the past week to report the largest portion of new cases globally.
Global cases surpassed 5 million on Wednesday, with Latin America overtaking the US and Europe in the past week to report the largest portion of new cases globally. Latin America had 1,000 cases reported earlier this week. A large number of those new cases came from Brazil, which recently surpassed Germany, France, and the UK to become the third largest outbreak in the world, behind the United States and Russia.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. With the global death toll continuing to rise, leaders of the G7 nations are considering U.S. President Donald Trump's idea of meeting for an in-person summit, perhaps as early as next month. Work continues on potential vaccines, and on Thursday, pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca said it had deals in place to manufacture 400 million doses of a vaccine developed by Oxford University. The vaccine is still undergoing trials necessary to determine whether it is both effective and safe. Nigeria's largest medical union is ordering its members in the commercial capital, Lagos, to resume work, ending a strike over alleged police harassment. The Nigerian Medical Association says it has received assurances that doctors will be exempt from a nationwide curfew. This is VOA News. Iran is calling on its citizens to avoid travel during the upcoming festival marking the end of Ramadan, as it announced another surge in coronavirus infections. The Islamic Republic has entered a fourth month in its battle to contain the virus. President Trump is backing off a threat to hold up federal funds for two battleground states looking to make it easier and safer to vote during the virus pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
It's the latest twist in the president's attack on voting by mail, which the CDC recommends as a safe option during the pandemic.
Mail-in ballots are very dangerous. There's tremendous fraud involved and tremendous illegality.
There's no evidence of that, and the president himself requested an absentee ballot to vote in Florida. Still, he threatened to keep federal funds from Michigan and Nevada for sending either ballots or applications to voters. His comments appear to reflect growing GOP concerns that mail-in voting will give Democrats an edge in November. He did not threaten Republican-dominated states who've taken the same steps as Michigan. The president later backed off the funding threat.
I don't think it's going to be necessary.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 72 people are dead after a powerful cyclone hit parts of eastern India and Bangladesh, leaving a trail of mass destruction and chaos. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
The capital city of India's West Bengal state, Calcutta, took the brunt of the storm as Cyclone Amphan tore down trees, smashed cars, and left residents wading through flooded streets. In neighboring Bangladesh, officials said at least four people were killed and power supplies have been cut off in some districts. Authorities there moved around 2.5 million people to storm shelters this week, including hundreds of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar. Rescue operations have also been complicated by efforts to avoid the spread of coronavirus.
That is Reuters' Gloria So reporting. Turkey's foreign ministry is warning of grave consequences if General Khalifa Haftar's forces attack Turkish interests in Libya. The ministry spokesman says Turkey, which backs Libya's internationally recognized government, will deem Haftar's forces legitimate targets if Turkish interests are targeted. European markets are all down in midday trading Thursday as bad economic news from Japan and China's worsening trade and diplomatic relations with Australia and the United States are having a ripple effect with investors across the globe. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are all lower in futures trading, indicating a lower opening on Wall Street Thursday as investors brace for another grim unemployment report from the Labor Department. For more on the coronavirus 24 hours a day, go to voanews.com or use our mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The Voice of OFA, one. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
The hits, Future and Rihanna with Selfish. My name is Nikki Strong. A lot of people think it's selfish that Rihanna has not dropped R9 yet. And then some people may think her fans are selfish for saying that's all they want from her. No more makeup and lingerie, just music. My name is Nikki Strong, and here is Zara Lawson all the time on VOA 1, The Hits.
From the breaking of the day till the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day till the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day till the middle of the night. From the breaking of the day till the middle of the night.
Summertime and I'm caught in the feeling. Getting high and I'm up on the ceiling. I don't know what you're doing in New York. All I know is you ain't on my
to me. From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night, I try to forget about you, baby. And I die when I think of you with someone else. And I don't know why. I don't know why you're dancing in my mind. From the breaking of the day to the middle of the night.
On VOA 1.
VOA 1, congratulations to Maren Morris. That song right there has been on the Hot Country Songs chart for 11 weeks. That means that she beats Taylor Swift's record, which was the longest a solo female artist has been on the top of the chart with no other artist on the song. So Taylor Swift did that back in 2012. So it's been several years since someone has been able to top it. So shout out to Maren Morris. Here's Camila Cabello, My Oh My, on VOA 1.
He likes a good time. He comes alive at midnight. My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but
try to make a turn on the daddy, the baby, make her forget what she learned from her dad. I don't be tripping on this shawty, I let her do whatever she please. I don't be kissing on this shawty, she don't be kissing on me. She came with you and left with me, I went up a point, let's call it even. Don't like the car, she ain't gonna end up buying her new beam. That girl know what she wants, she make me take it off, she see me. She say I make her wet whenever my face pop up on TV. I had to say, no, this what they gotta do is stay, but you can keep it. Pop star, I'm fresh about the trap and I'm going fever. She know I'ma call her when she drop a pin and I come meet her. Stand next to me, you gonna end up catching fever. I'm hot.
He comes alive at midnight. My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but a little bit older, a black leather jacket, a bad reputation, insatiable habits. He was on to me, one look and I couldn't breathe. Yeah. I said if he kissed me, I might let it happen.
Driver, make the radio play, and I'm singing like, girl, you know I want. want your love. Your love was handy for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
Camouflage. Can't see what I am, I just see what I'm not. I'm guilty about everything that I eat. Feeling myself is a felony. Jedi level sabotage. Voices in my head make up my entourage. Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself. But I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else.
Demi Lovato with I Love Me, and we also heard Drake before that. Nice for what? My name is Nikki Strong. Give us a call on our COVID-19 hotline at 202-382-7664 and tell us how you are doing where you are. Again, the number is 202-382-7664. My name is Nikki Strong, and this is VOA 1, The Hits.
From Washington, this is...